It's time for Your Home with Mike and Jill, a talk show about everything Long Island. And here are Mike McLean and Jill Conway McDowell.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful Sunday morning. I am Mike McLean. You are listening to the Mike and Jill Show right here on WHLI 1100 AM. And good morning to you, Jill.
I'm laughing, Mike. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I have the giggles. I've had so much coffee, and I'm just laughing today. I'm just one of those days. And you make me laugh.
Oh, I love it.
All right, so here's what I want to talk about today. This is one of the shows, you know, we usually meet beforehand, right? And we go over our show.
Right.
Well, it ain't happening today, folks.
We have no idea what's going on.
Winging it. So here's my thing. All right, so I want everyone to, at home, right now, we're actually after our show's over, but think about a song that really pumps you up, right? Mm. Like, in the car, it's so loud, the car is vibrating, or in your house, whatever it is. Today, for me, it was multiple songs. For example, it was Van Halen, When It's Love. It was Kool & the Gang, Fresh, which is an oldie but goodie.
It sure is.
And what was the other one? It was REO Speedwagon.
Ooh,
so
I
was pumping for a solid 20 minutes, you know? And I went from wah, wah, to woo, fun, right?
The beat changed. The energy shifted.
Exactly. Mm. Right? So I'm going to invite the listeners after we're done. Even if you're not in a good mood, doesn't matter, right? Put on that song. You know that song. You know, Dancing Queen, whatever, to get you going.
Put on a happy face.
Right. But you don't need to put up because it just gets you going. It makes you dance. It's that song at the wedding that you're like, whoa, you know?
Let's get to the floor.
Right.
You know, I love that. Yeah.
So what's the song for you, Mike? Or multiple songs?
You're going to make fun.
I will.
You're totally putting me on the spot since
we have no show here.
But I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I just dig that song.
I just can't wait. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wow.
It's like it just makes me start to feel good, you know? It has nothing to do with the Brady Bunch, per se, but it's a feel-good song. It gets me going. I feel the sunshine.
Oh, my God. That's the cutest thing.
It really is. I'm reverting back to 12 years old.
First of all, you know, let's not knock the Bradys. I mean, I grew up on the Brady. I love to the Bradys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carol and Greg. I mean, what a great group.
I know. And who knew Greg and who was the oldest, the daughter?
Marcia.
They dated in real life.
I didn't know that. Yes. I started with Carol and Greg because I know that he had asked her for a date.
Wait. Oh, yeah. No, but I believe I could be wrong. But I believe they dated. Yeah.
We're going to fact check this.
Yeah. At your home at signaturepremier.com.
Guys, seriously, you know, we always joke about it. But we've been getting some good emails about people saying that they love the show. Some people were saying that they loved certain things about the personalities of the show. They've gave some great feedback about Pete King that had recently been on our show. And, of course,
And John Edward.
And, of course,
the matchmaker.
The matchmaker. Yeah, there's been great, some good feedback. So, you know, today's show, I think we're going to be designing it about real estate. You know, it's such a great market. It's an interesting market. But seriously, do us a favor. Just write this down. Write it down. Go find the pen. Go find the paper. Write it down. Your home at signaturepremier.com. We want some additional feedback. We want to know what you're thinking. And specifically for this show, since we're going to be talking a lot about real estate, you know, maybe it's something that you're not thinking about doing right now. Maybe it's something that you've given thought to. Maybe it's something that you're going to be saying, huh, you know, I'm going to be giving a little bit more extra thought to it. We want to hear your thoughts.
Or you can also reach out to us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Your Home with Mike and Jill, conveniently. And that's our picture there. So
you can see our faces.
Yeah, and upcoming guests and things like that. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea. So, yeah, we've had guests. So now we're spring season. It's almost here, right, guys? Yeah. I mean, it's almost March. So, and we're already starting to take off.
And what about the weather the last couple of days? I mean, I know it's Sunday, but yet this past week, Wednesday in particular and Thursday,
glorious.
I mean, the temperatures were reaching into the high 50s. I think that's making even people shift and kind of hopefully elevate their mood to a better feel. kind of you know, coincide what we started with in the show. What's your favorite song? What's getting you pumped? And hopefully the season's going to start to change our tune.
That's a good point. I think
that's why we're together,
right? No, but I think you know, it is. It's a great time in the weather. I'm one of those seasonal. I realize, you know, whatever the phrase is, you've said it to me, where you kind of get, you know, kind of dreary on the cold. You haven't been outside in a while, and you're kind of feeling it. And I'm that person. I've realized where I'm just like, wah, wah, some days, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not, because you're listening to the Brady Bunch song, but I mean...
You're just jealous.
I mean, it's Cool and the Gang. I dare you not to listen to Cool and the Gang, okay?
Okay.
Or even Jump, or, I mean, Van Halen, whatever, Tony Bennett... You know,
oh, Tony Bennett, Billy
him.
Joel, another one, and he's mm-hmm. a Long Islander.
Yeah, yep. I know.
Such good
or
stuff.
Even Frank Sinatra, anybody, Strangers in the Night,
Josh
right?
Groban,
oh, love him.
Me too,
love him. Yeah. So anybody,
Michael
anybody,
Bublé,
love him too. Mm. That's a good.
You know, I open up those windows on the
yes.
spring day, get that fresh air coming in. I got my Michael Bublé, my Josh Groban, and I just start feeling great about it.
I know.
Are you people
too.
At home feeling good?
Yeah, I know. I hope so.
Because you're listening to us.
All right, so let's talk about, if you want, quick. I mean, I pulled a couple of things for tips for sellers.
So,
how do you get – so I've gotten this question several times over the past week. How do I prepare my home for the market? How do I get it ready?
And think about it. You know, there are people at home right now that are listening to us and that are saying, you know what, maybe in a couple of months I'll call Mike and Jill. And they can come over,
yes.
and we get to have an interaction.
We can wear
and
masks,
talk.
We'll wear
masks, of course. But you know, like you're sitting down saying, "Oh my God, I've got so much to do in this home, and where do I even begin?" I'm gonna say something that I often say to my sellers when I first meet with them. There's so many of the tips that Jill's gonna talk about in a quick second. But think about it: the big tip that you could do for yourself. Is start now, because mm-hmm. there's years and years of stuff that's emotional too, guys,
yeah.
that you have to start to pack up and,
yeah.
and think,
you
right?
have to sort. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always say, you know what, start with throwing things out that you no longer want. Start to donate. Start to give things out to your family that you don't want to actually throw away, but you want to give it to your family. That's, to me, one of the best things that you can do, because in 45, 90 days after the home is closed and you have a scheduled close date, guess what? You have to get that moving truck there at that house. And now you've eliminated so much in the early stages that it's going to free it up later on when
right.
you actually are when you're actually moving.
And a lot of people, I go on Facebook Marketplace because I love it. Mm. I just love looking, and I sell some stuff too. And that's a great resource, because some people, you know, they spent a lot of money on things and they don't want to just let it go or whatever. And that's a little plug for Facebook Marketplace. But yeah, I think that's a great idea too. Even little things, maybe, or table, chairs, cocktail tables that you're like, you know, this is really nice. I'd like a little bit of money for it. Maybe you spent a whole ton, and you can do it that way. And don't forget, start thinking about the garage sale.
Especially with the warmer weather approaching, that's a great time to get out there and to sort of, you know, let go of certain things that you've been holding on to. But you know, I just want to talk so much about this market, because it's just on fire mm-hmm. and it's in crazy. And guys, I know you're at home and you're probably saying, oh yeah, you know, I've been hearing this, but it's just so important to hear it. It's so important to hear it. We have never really experienced a market like this mm-hmm. in a long time. And you know, we've been riding it for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's starting to change. It's yeah. starting to change. There's different parts of the island, but I think that the consensus is that, and here are just some simple facts, that the interest rates, yes, are historically low and have been, but they're starting to creep up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think the last time I looked, they were about 2.8 and rising. Oh, that's the 30-year fixed. The few weeks before that, it was like 2.28. 2.3, 2.4.
The numbers are definitely going up.
Still amazing.
100%.
Yeah, I think I got my 20 years ago. I think my rate was like 5 point something 20 years or 8 point something when I first bought a house 20 years ago. And now, gosh, the buying power. That's, you might not think that's a big deal, but when you sell, you know, buyers can afford more because the interest rates are so low.
That's right.
So you as a seller,
need to know that because then you'll get more buyers for your house.
You'll get more buyers for your home, and you're still going to capitalize in this market. And that means in return for our sellers that you're still going to make out and capitalize and make a whole lot of money. And this is just truly facts about this market. I mean, there is not something that we put on the market that's not gone within 24 to 48 hours. Open houses are almost crazy at this point, too. I mean, you're hosting an open house, 30, 40 people, 50 people, if it's priced right, or regardless of how it's priced. And to me, it's almost sort of like, wow, you know, you have people waiting online for 40 minutes plus, and you're actually asked to take a number.
Yeah,
I know. It's disheartening because it's frustrating for a buyer because these buyers are qualified. They are ready. They're willing. They're able. They're looking at and saying, wow, it's so cheap for me to borrow money. Mm. But now with the lack of inventory, how does this speak to the seller? Seller, if you're sitting here with us this morning and if you're contemplating it, please, you know, reach out to us. Jill and I are able to help you out. We'll go over all of the facts with you and get you this highest possible price in the shortest amount of time. And then the big part to this, too, is what? So now the seller says, well, I really have been thinking about moving. I want to capitalize. I want to be able to make the money of it, to make the money. But where do I go? If you're not thinking about, you know, downsizing, or if you're not thinking about moving out of state. But the part is, hey, you know what? My family and I have been thinking about this for a long time. I've got clients now who are saying, no way. I'm putting the home on the market. I want to maximize off of this. And then
I'll rent.
Yeah. I'll rent until I can go ahead and find something. And I think that's the big part of the story. Are you really willing to sacrifice this? And the number of people that are is so it's impressive to me.
Well, see, most of my clients are heading south. A lot of them are going to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina. I think most of my clients are, which is unfortunate because I love them. You really develop a strong relationship with your clients. So it's sad when they go. But I think that's a good point. You know, I think. But here's the thing. I tell my clients all the time. So if you're selling your house high for a price that you didn't think you'd get, guess what happens when you're going to buy a house? You're not getting a deal, people. You're not getting the deal.
Right.
You're going to buy high, too. So, yeah, maybe you want to think about renting. I know a lot of people are, but there are no deals right now.
It's completely true. There's no such thing as the short sales or the foreclosures. Mm-hmm. That's almost like a thing of the past. Will it return? Yeah, very well possible. But in this market, you have to kind of make the sacrifice to say, hey, I've got my money. Let me rent. It will become a buyer's market, and you'll bring the best terms of it. You know, I want to kind of just spend a minute talking about this. Regardless if you have an agent or not, the way that I look at this, especially in this market, your agent better stand out. And that's because they better really get to know you, your qualifications, and how they have to present present your terms, your offer to another agent so that agent says, wow, this is really, really good. And that equals them speaking it to the seller that says, yes, I want that deal. What does that mean? Well, it means that they have to say, yes, there is a contingency or not. When they're spinning an offer.
Meaning that do you have to sell your home to buy another one?
Correct.
Or whatever, or mortgage contingency,
correct.
Appraisal contingency. Go ahead.
Also, on top of it, they might say, here is my best and final offer. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be well over your ask price, well over the ask price. They've got 20% to put down on the home. They have nothing to sell, or they do have something to sell, but they don't need to sell in order to buy. Right? We can have our home inspector there tomorrow at 1 o'clock. This is all stuff that should be lined up in the conversation between their agent and the buyer so that they can execute that to the seller's agent. And you want to make sure that you're working with someone strong enough to convey your offer to the seller. It's so important. And I can't stress that enough, especially in today's market. The agent has to have value, stand out amongst all the other agents. We have to be professional enough to get the job done. And responding and engaging in a conversation is so heavily important in this market.
I'm going to just tell you this, though. Because I've been in situations where oftentimes it's the highest offer that gets it, whether or not you have oftentimes it is. I hate to say it. And I've had to go with my clients sometimes $40,000 over list price in order to secure that. And we're not talking 700s, you know, we're talking over. So I think yes, you have to know your buyers, of course. I mean, you have to present it beautifully, but just be prepared if you're the buyer that the seller just might want the highest offer.
100%.
And now, which I don't, it's amazing, there are so many all cash buyers. For they can easily they present their proof of funds, which is usually their bank statement, you know, blacked out all the, you know, important information. But I mean, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $9,000, $1 million house, and they are presenting an all cash offer, ready to close, 30 days, let's go. So buckle up, right?
Buckle
up is you're a seller. Buckle. I just listed a great house in St. James, beautiful. I mean, it's been completely redone in the last 6 months. Gorgeous. I mean, quartz countertops, beautiful shaker style door. You know, the whole thing, marble backsplash, and I cannot tell you how many.
Calls
I got within the first 15 minutes of putting it on MLS.
That's crazy.
15 minutes. And as I sit here, the phone still keeps going. Did you want to answer your phone, Mike?
No. I want to be present with you, my friend. But think about that. I mean, that's just so interesting. The phone keeps on ringing. The phone keeps on ringing. So many people, there's the story. So many people want to bring their buyers. So many buyers want to see this home. You're going to have a collective amount of offers to present to your seller. But then what is the other part to it? The other part is that you're going to have a high offer and think, oh, my God, all right, let's just play with the number for a moment. The home is listed for $599, right? Someone brings in an offer for $650. Is it unheard of? No. It's very realistic.
Yeah, exactly.
If the agent is doing the right job for their client, the seller, and listing it to sell, because the comparables that are the other homes that are in the area that have sold for that in and around that $599 number, that means that our seller and the agent have listed it to sell. Now, the story, like Jill just said before, is that the price of the home is probably going to go well over the ask price, $20,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 over ask price. But then guess what, guys?
It sounds crazy.
Now the next person that we have to sell this home to is the bank. So before we get this into a contractual agreement, we have to make sure that when we're working for the best interest of our seller, is the buyer willing to pay out of pocket if the home doesn't appraise for the $650, say. We listed it for $599, sells for $650. We have to sell it to two people. First, the buyer. Buyer agrees to pay the $650, but does the bank appraise it? So now if the bank appraises it for, say, $625, right? There's a $25,000 difference. We don't want any surprises moving forward. That's why the early part of the negotiations are so important. If the buyer agrees to pay that additional $25,000 out of pocket, that's a grand slam right there. That's a great deal. That's a, I think I'll go for a walk outside. That's a good feel, right?
Yeah.
But the benefit is that everyone has to be in agreement and everyone has to agree and adhere to the terms that we are initially presenting. So, you know, there's a lot to kind of process. This might be a little foreign for you sitting at home like, oh, I don't understand it. Now, remember, guys, we do real estate every day. You don't. You know, that's why it's good to have that counsel. That's why it's good to have that team to kind of work for your best interest to get you that highest possible price. But, you know, to kind of go back to what Jill started here with, I get so passionate with real estate.
I really see. I mean, I'm here too, guys.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
No,
go ahead, Mike.
but there are the tips that we started with. You know, what do you do if you're thinking about selling your home? You're sitting in your living room right now and saying, boy, I got to take care of this. I got to take care of that. That's a lot for someone to kind of.
Yeah. But here's what. We'll go back to that. But no, I wanted to say, I think the dangers of overpricing, because people think, well, this is a cash cow market now and I can list my house for whatever. Sky's the limit and someone's going to pay it. And then they wonder why it's sitting for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And you're not getting the number that you want to get. And at that point, you have to be realistic. And if you're not getting it, I mean, it's like the stock market. People are going to, you know, pay what they're willing to pay for it. And at the end of the day, you can wait and someone might come around, or you can say, you know what, this is the best I'm going to get in the next, you know, in the next
few days.
This is it. And it might be priced too high.
So I think some of the best tips is, number one, jot down our email, yourhome@signaturepremier.com. Number two, if you're sitting having your coffee this morning and thinking, am I going to do this or not? Start to think about it. Reach out to us. Let us talk with you. Let us see your home and give you a few of the tips that you might want to start to think about. And that is decluttering. Start to throw things out that you no longer need. Let's start to rearrange some furniture. We always want to make sure the homes are staged really well. Make sure that we're freshly painted in all of the rooms. And that I don't monopolize all the time on our radio show.
Keep going, Mike. No. Keep going.
Back to you, Jill.
No. I'm just listening. No, it's true. I mean, you have to. I think that's a hard thing for people to do. I often suggest some people take photos, use their camera and take photos of rooms, because often you can't see clutter sometimes. It just becomes invisible after a while. You can't see that weird vase in the corner. You can't see that the sneakers that are there. You can't see the stuff. So I think I tell people, take a picture. If you don't know, see what, you know, on your own phone. See what works and see what doesn't. And maybe something is sticking out to you, then say, oh, God, I didn't even know. I've done it myself. I didn't even realize that pile of papers. It's always a pile of papers with your bills and whatever. I didn't realize they're right there. And like, why didn't I see that before? Because you don't see it, because it just, it's there and it becomes, you know. I think that's important. Decluttering, going through your stuff, which is, as you mentioned earlier, it's very emotional for some people.
Yeah.
It's memories. But you have to remember that the memory isn't attached. The memories are yours to take with you. They're not going anywhere, and they're not tied to, I mean, unless pictures, right? But unless they're not tied to a piece of furniture or something like that, they're really not. They're yours, and you'll always have them, whether or not you have that piece of furniture or not.
That's right.
Yeah. Mike. Mike has monopolized the airwaves for this long.
I totally did.
I think I saw him take a breath before.
Once.
But you can talk again, Michael. Hey, what's your favorite paint color?
My favorite paint color? Mm-hmm. I love a light gray.
Yeah, it's still so very popular.
It is.
Yeah.
But I also love a light green, a light blue. I'm in the middle of redoing what is now my new den, and I just put in some nice built-ins, and it's under construction, but I'm thinking about paints, and I love light and bright, but I think I'm going to go with a very dark, dark gray in there, because my living room, my sitting room, is a light gray, just to throw a little contrast.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. My son's room is a beautiful gray. It's almost like
a pewter gray.
I don't know. It's almost like it's just a nice. It's a solid, nice gray. You know, it's almost like that color of the gray cars. Like that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's like that's up and new. That right
yes,
now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what and bronze is like the color, right? Gray, I think the Pantone colors are, it's like this bronze pewter color. And there's, someone else said now there's two. There's a yellow color, too. So gray and yellow, which is a nice little combination.
That is nice.
Isn't that?
Yep, a nice yellow.
I have gray, too. I had all beiges, and now I'm slowly moving on to grays. But I like the farmhouse look.
Me, too.
I'm a Chip and Joanna fan. You know, so
I've been to your home. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm redoing it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't seen it. I don't think you've seen it, but
recently. No. And you've been to my house several times.
Yes. Beautiful. Your house is beautiful. I'm also white and blue. I realized I used to wear black and white all the time, right? No. And then I realized I'm a navy blue girl. So now everything is navy blue. Most of my house is white with navy blue shutters. I painted the door navy blue. Love, right? But now I realize all my furniture outside is navy blue and white. I'm slowly becoming obsessed with navy. I even was thinking about making my bathroom navy blue and white.
Wow.
Shiplap and very.
I don't know
if that's going to go out of style. Like, you never know. And then someone's like, you know what? Everything goes out of style every few years. You know? You have to think classic. Classic styles and
stuff.
So,
but I love that farmhouse look. And you know, that kind of, so many people have so many different looks and stuff, but it's sort of like what we were sharing before. You know, there's just so many of these different tips and so many different tips that we can offer. And
what's your number one tip?
For a person that was thinking about selling?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess to kind of really walk outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're outside, say to yourself, okay, let me just breathe and let me walk back in and let me kind of look at each of the rooms and say.
As a buyer, right?
As a seller.
No, but I'm saying you walk in as a buyer. What would someone think of my house? Is that where you're going?
Okay, yeah. No. All right.
I was going a little more time.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If I was a seller thinking about selling, I would say walk outside of your home, walk back in with a clear mind and saying, okay, this is my home that's becoming to become a house for sale. And what I need to do is rid myself of a lot of this. And do not be afraid to let go. If you were a buyer walking into a home, imagine walking into this beautiful home that is not yours yet and start to say, okay, I'm not looking at people's things. I'm looking at walls, and I can see myself really growing a family here, and this is what I can see myself doing.
Yeah, I know. I've even gone into homes. I remember. I'll go in, and a lot of people ask that, we should say. A lot of people ask me to come over and say, just, I'm thinking about it. Just come in. Just give a little look-see around. And oftentimes, I'm very honest. So I'm like, okay, fox on the wall's got to go. Buffalo head can't, no, just take it down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and like, no, maybe, you know what? And maybe paint. Maybe just a nice, fresh coat of paint really works wonders, and people don't realize how transformative it is.
And it gives a nice smell, too.
Yeah, yeah. And also, paint your cabinets.
Yeah, don't be afraid to do that.
I love that. People, there's a lot of people making money doing that as a business,
yep.
Painting kitchen cabinets. It might not be the style of the cabinets. It might just be the color of the cabinets that you really don't like.
And that's right. And you know, when you're about to talk to us about possibly selling, a small little budget will bring you a long way. Decluttering. Say to yourself, I'm going to just spend $500 to do this. Like Jill said, paint works a whole lot, and really a lot of your time will help as well. Jill, so speaking of time, right? I know we only have a few minutes left because this show, God, it goes so quick. And it's so disappointing.
I know.
But we've got a good couple of things coming up in the next couple of weeks. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're going to have a new little News 12 reunion coming up.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, with Colleen McVeigh and Lee Tyrell, Bill Corbell. They're all coming in, and we're going to talk about, catch up with them and see, you know, what they've been up to and, as you know, where they're working, where they've been, what they're doing.
And I think we'll probably videotape that show, possibly.
Okay.
So that if you want to see everyone, maybe that's a possibility.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll kind of stream that so that you can see
that. We need our own show. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
not
we do
just
have
radio,
that, Jill.
But I mean, TV. We need to, really, I mean, just sell ourselves. I mean, I don't know. People need to see us.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. And we're also working on a good couple of next shows, too. I've got a friend of mine that was on American Idol
nice.
A good number of seasons ago, Joey Morena. And he can talk to us a little bit about what his experience was like, what it's like behind the scenes, and what that talent and the judges will really like.
That's
so
cool.
We can catch up with him for a few minutes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wands is coming on.
Jeffrey
Love
Wands,
him.
Psychic medium Jeffrey Wands.
Yeah. We've had John Edward. Now Jeffrey Wands is going to come on, and maybe even Teresa Caputo. Who knows?
Teresa Caputo. We put it out there. And you know, maybe you know someone that is a interesting person that has really done some really good news stories, you know, across our island. And what about some great places on Long Island to visit? It's a conversation, guys. That's what we do on the Sunday morning show. Mm. We sit and we talk, and you can always email us at yourhome@ signaturepremier.com.
Or our Facebook page. And yeah, if you have any, even if you have a guest idea for us that you would love to hear from, or who you think would be a great guest, you know, we'd love to hear from you. So definitely reach out. Private message us. Not everyone needs to hear or know, but that would be awesome. And if you know Billy Joel, I mean, I'm sure he'd love to come on, right?
He's on the waiting list. He's on the waiting list.
He doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know it, but he's on there. Hey, guys, the weather looks like it's been beautiful the last couple of days. Hopefully we'll continue. The warmer temperatures get us going with some good music. Put the music on this morning. Feel good. Shower, take some deep breaths. Guys, create a wonderful couple of days ahead, and we'll catch up with you again next Sunday.
Yeah, feel that music, feel the beat, and get going today. It's a great day to be alive, everybody.
That's right. Amen.
All right. Take care. We'll see you next week.